Hi, I'm John David Miller. Welcome to Yes Wise Insights. Today's program is Mystery Ministry of Propaganda, presented by ReallyWell.com, BlacksFood.com, and WaterUs.com, where we have natural health information, Northern Edge organic flaxseed, other superfoods, herbs, air and water purifiers, EMF protection, and much more. Please visit ReallyWell.com for access to all of this. Well, we're talking about mystery ministries of propaganda. There's a hidden major operation of propaganda serving the power cabal and their conglomerate empire with modalities of order out of chaos, divide and rule, control. This is a multifaceted team that has long-standing criminal influence over many institutions, agencies, governments, and the media. Staged events and the narratives that describe them, often in dribbles of scripted news, are planned in think tanks, orchestrated by psychopaths, and enacted by compromised operatives for purposes of confusion, attacking opposition, eliminating obstructions, depopulation, resource control, destruction of evidence, and mass psychological impact. So taking a look at some of the agencies of manipulation, we have the bloodline families going back centuries. There's 13 major families and many subfamilies with, you know, different names through marriage and so forth, and offspring generated either within marriages or not that incorporate these bloodline families that have formed special councils like the Council of Nine, or I believe there's also a Council of 13 of the families. They have the Committee of 300 and many secret societies that they belong to, what are called the Illuminati, which is a term that covers both the original Illuminati of 1776, but other groups that have subsequently undertaken under the umbrella of similar ways of operating in secrecy, infiltrating Masonic lodges and in many of the Masonic orders. You have some of these same style of operations of secret activities in the Jesuits, the Zionists, the Satanists especially, and many of them are participant in these secret societies that meet and make plans and control things. They meet in such organizations as the Bilderberg Conference, the Council on Foreign Relations, Bohemian Grove, and the World Economic Forum, and on and on. The international banks are highly involved in this, especially the IMF, the International Monetary Fund, the World Bank, the BIS, Bank for International Settlements, and the BRICS Alliance, now forming of other nations as an oppositional format for financing and for new currency possibly, all part of the confusion of our financial system in progress. Then you have the spy agencies of the various nations that work together, the CIA, the MI6 in Britain, the Mossad in Israel, and others of the Five Eyes that work in secret operations and creating propaganda and staged events. The USA Incorporated, the corporate United States, it was formed after the Civil War, not the original constitutional United States, but a corporation based in Washington, D.C., District of Columbia, not part of the United States, that runs a fake government that with many agencies that we have accepted and allowed to run our lives with their taxes and their wars and their psychological operations and on and on. And you have many corporations joining with them, doing their bidding and working within their secret activities to manipulate resources or control populations. Politics, governments themselves, the Services Employees Union of the International Union of the Government Employees and Managers, the media itself, especially movies, programs like The Simpsons and so on, that reveal by predictive programming some of the plans and operations of these secret societies based in Switzerland, the Vatican, the City of London, and the District of Columbia. Switzerland itself is an independent, neutral country, but these other cities are city-states, not part of the nations that they sit in, that are operation centers for this cabal and their secret operations. And what are some of the types of staged propaganda events? Well, here's some examples. Pearl Harbor, World War, like 1, 2, and possibly 3, Cold War that we had back in the 50s and 60s, the space race itself and the faked moon landing that was just a movie that was made in Hollywood type of setting, Oklahoma City bombing where much of the documentation of Whitewater and some other things were housed, and they were doing that partly to get rid of evidence, partly as a psychological operation. You had the Waco attack, that terrible attack on the Branch Davidians down in Texas. The 9/11 event with the planes and the buildings that were not really as depicted. Buildings can't fall just from planes flying into them. Those were demolition events through either directed energy weapons or preset charges of some type of nuclear or high explosives. You have mass shootings in schools and concerts and nightclubs and so forth, all part of seeding the confusion, hopefully reducing guns in the hands of the public so more control can be exercised down the road. You have the psychological operations staged, such as the climate change hoax, which basing it on any climate change, which climate changes all the time, but to blame that on human activities like driving our car or heating our home, whereas it's been done by manipulation through many techniques, some live under the label of geoengineering, but also directed energy weapon attacks, and they can create fires, storms, floods, droughts with these weather manipulation technologies that have been evolved through the military and secret operations with the goal of the one military document, as it was stated, control of the weather by 2025. Now, of course, all the wars since World War II, like Korea, Vietnam, Iraq, Afghanistan, Ukraine, that the U.S. has been involved in, and other ones in other parts, that are always war, a psychological operation as much as a depopulation and control of territory and resources type of activity financed by the banksters on both sides. So these are some of the problems that we have to face and uncover, reveal to the public, and get stopped if we want to have a sane world. We need to stop these psychopaths from conducting these propaganda events and activities in their attempt to control us all through some kind of one-world government and high-tech slavery, and get it stopped before they have embedded us all with secret technology that takes over our bodies and minds. Northern Edge organic flaxseed is the superior flaxseed. It's great for brain food. It's a high in omega-3 oil, antioxidants. It's a great protein and fiber. It gives you a sharper, calmer mind with less inflammation and better elimination. It's the lowest in toxic metals and the highest in oil and alpha-linolenic acid. You can find that at reallywell.com or flaxfood.com. And we have the detox pack with Northern Edge flax, the Aztec Secret Clay, the Vitamin O Liquid Oxygen, and the Resistance Assistance Pack with Laurea Clear Extract, an extract of chaparral herb, and Vitamin O Oxygen Drops, Delicious Greens 8000 Superfood Nutrition Smoothie Mix with 8000 ORAC units of antioxidants per serving, Organic Turmeric Powder, Molecular Silver, and Advanced Nano Silver, EMF Protection Devices, much more at reallywell.com. And check out at easierstreet.com our new Double Your Purchasing Power transaction card that gives you up to 100% back in rewards, not just 1% or so. And then at yeswise.com, we have the YesWise Education Service with our holistic learning modules and much more, including the archives of this program. Thank you for being here. Have a great day and be really well.